The Haunting by Margaret Mahe. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. Barnaby's Dead. When suddenly, on an ordinary Wednesday, it seemed to Barney that the world tilted and ran downhill in all directions, he knew he was about to be haunted again. It had happened when he was younger, but he'd thought that being haunted was a babyish thing that you grew out of, like crying when you fell over, or not having a bike. Remember Barney's imaginary friends, Mantis, Big Buzz and Ghost? Claire, his stepmother, sometimes said, "The garden seems empty now that they've gone. I quite miss them." But she was really pleased, perhaps because, being so very real to Barney, they had become too real for her to laugh over. Barney had been sorry to lose them, but he wanted Claire to feel comfortable living with him. He couldn't remember his own mother, and Claire had come as a wonderful surprise, giving him a hug when he came home from school, asking him about his day, telling him about hers, arranging picnics and unexpected parties, and helping him with hard homework. It seemed worth losing Mantis, Big Buzz and Ghost, and the other kind phantoms that had been his friends for so many days before Claire came. Yet here it was, beginning again. The faint, dizzy twist in the world around him, the thin singing drone as if some tiny insect were trapped in the curling mazes of his ear. Barney looked up at the sky, searching for a ghost, but there was only a great blueness like a weight pressing down on him. He looked away quickly, half expecting to be crushed into a sort of rolled-out gingerbread boy in an enormous stretched-out school uniform. Then he saw his ghost on the footpath beside him. A figure was slowly forming out of the air. A child, quite a little one, only about 4 or 5, struggling to be real.